From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama is looking for ways to cut the budget. Yesterday, his former rival for the presidency, Senator John McCain, suggested he look no further than the White House lawn.
Your helicopter is now going to cost as much as Air Force One. I don't think that there's any more graphic demonstration of how good ideas have cost the taxpayers an enormous amount of money.
And the president didn't disagree.
The helicopter I have now seems perfectly adequate to me. Of course, I've never had a helicopter before, so, you know, maybe I've been deprived and I didn't know it. But I think it is an example of the procurement process gone amok.
And joining us to talk about this pricey helicopter is Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, what's the history here?
Well, this all started after the September 11th attacks. White House officials went to the Pentagon and said, listen, the president needs a better helicopter, one that can protect him in a better way, and also one where he can have better communications, talk with anyone in the world from his helicopter. And also the current fleet is almost 40 years old, started flying during Gerald Ford's administration back in the mid-70s, and they are getting to the end of their lifespan. They're looking at 2017, and that'll be the end of these helicopters.
What else do they want this new helicopter to do?
Well, I just talked with Lauren Thompson. He's a defense analyst. He knows a lot about this program, and here's his list of what they wanted to have.
Many of the things that are carried on the presidential helicopter are secret. However, what we do know is that it has extensive self-protection capabilities against surface-to-air missiles, that it has hundreds of pounds of very secret communications equipment so the president can stay in touch with foreign leaders, with his nuclear forces, and so on, that it has a kitchen, has a bathroom, it has seating for 14 people, and it has a multi-person crew.
Now, it also has to be small enough to land in that tight confinement of the White House grounds. And the other thing, they want it to go farther. The current helicopter goes maybe 150 miles before it has to refuel. This one, they want to go 300 miles in the event of a nuclear attack.
In the meantime, this helicopter fleet of helicopters is over budget and overdue.
That's right. What happened is they kept adding requirements to it. They wanted to be able to prevent a missile attack, better communications, and so forth. Even the seats have to be able to take 9 Gs in case it drops out of the sky and it can protect people. And they've built 5 of these already, and the next lot of 23 will have even more equipment. And there's talk about adding a new engine to compensate for the added weight.
Why do they need 28?
It's not only the president who will use these, but also the vice president, some of the top leaders, Defense Secretary Gates, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Also, when the president goes around the country or overseas, they'll bring the helicopter along with him.
Now, when Senator John McCain says this is more expensive than Air Force One, is he right?
Well, he is. In 1990, when they procured the two Air Force One planes, it was a total cost of $650 million, so roughly $325 million each. But a better comparison might be the F-22 fighter, the Air Force's most sophisticated jet, and that costs roughly the same as one of these helicopters, around $400 million.
Well, what happens now? Barack Obama said this is a procurement process run amok. Did they scrap it? What do they do?
Well, it's a good question. Now, they have 5 now in flight testing, and they said Obama or someone else might be able to fly this in the next year and a half or so. So the question is, will they build the additional 23 with this added equipment? We don't know the answer to that yet, but the one thing we do know is the current fleet of helicopters is getting old and they need some replacement.
Okay, NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.